Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles reducing the roster to 53 players on Saturday, and we're here to talk about it. Dave Spadaro with you, Howie with me as well. How difficult was the process, Howie, to go from 86 to 53? A lot different than years past.
Yeah, I think the first part is it never gets any easier, you know, to talk to these guys, guys who've really blood, sweat, and tears throughout training camp, worked their butt off. And it started this week with John, you know, John Dorenbos. What a great pro he was for the Philadelphia Eagles. What a great person. Hopefully when his career is over, we bring him back to the nest. But I think the good part about it of this week is that our roster is better. You know, we're getting better as a football team. And so some of these were much more difficult than they have been maybe in years past.
For those who say the fourth preseason game doesn't matter, you acquired Dexter McDougal, and he went out and, I guess, won a roster spot on Thursday night, right?
Well, I think the whole body of work for Dex, for us, you know, and the role that we envisioned him having was very specific. And we had that through watching him and following his career from college into the pros and feeling like he has a defined role for us and can contribute in that role. But you talk about the fourth preseason game, and there's no question jobs were won and lost in that game.
Okay, first, what is McDougal's role, if you can specify? And then can you clarify that a little bit more? Who won jobs or really helped themselves a lot on Thursday?
Well, when you talk about Dex, his skill set, he can play that nickel corner position. And P-Rob goes into Washington with that job, but having some depth there. We have some outside corners that we feel good about with Darby and Jalen Mills and Rasul, and P-Rob can do it. And Jalen Watkins can do it, but having guys who can come in and play that slot position and cover the quicker twitch receivers that we face in our division. Second part of that question is, you know, who improved their stock? I think when you look at it, some of our younger players, you look at Elijah and his ability to get pressure. You know, he jumps out by his ability to get off the ball. Now, Joe Walker really has really kind of improved each week coming off that knee injury, to name a couple of guys.
It really took Joe a while to get back, didn't it, physically, to where he felt confident on that knee?
Well, sir, and you're talking about a guy, you know, people sometimes may not realize Joe Walker's 6'3", 245 pounds, and he ran a 4.6 coming out. So he's just now 12 months out on that knee. But we have a lot of confidence in him and his ability to make plays.
Two offensive positions that really overhauled in the offseason, running back and wide receiver. Tell me about those two groups.
Well, let's start with the running back position. And we got a nice combination of youth and veteran leadership. You can't talk about the running back position without starting with Darren Sproles and, you know, what he means to our football team, his contributions in the run game, in the pass game, on special teams, his leadership. Now bring in LeGarrette and having a different body type there, having a guy who can run between the tackles, who's been a world champion. And then our young guys, you know, starting with Wendell, when he plays, you can see his explosiveness. Corey Clement won a job. You know, he was in tremendous shape. He really looked like the runner that was, splitting time with Melvin Gordon in 2014. He's 215 pounds. His quickness, his feet, his vision, his toughness have really shown up. And then Donnell, you know, when we talk about Donnell, you know, he's a guy, it's funny, the narrative on him, you know, we start camp and people are talking about him with the ones, and all of a sudden, you know, it seems like he's fallen off the map outside this building, but we spent a lot of time in the process on him. We have confidence in his ability. He did not set records for no reason. We went back and we looked at a lot of successful running backs and what they did in their first preseason, and there's a lot of disappointments if you made decisions based on just those factors. A lot of those guys probably wouldn't have made their team. So.
And then wide receiver, Howie, just the whole transformation of a group that last year did not perform as we all would like. You went out and were really aggressive rebuilding that group.
Yeah, we're really excited about the wide receiver room and hopefully continue to add to it here in the next 24 hours, you know, as we add to our practice squad. But it starts with Alshon, you know, his ability, big on big. You know, Carson and Alshon, that's an exciting combination. Torrey's been everything we hoped for. He can take the top off. He's a professional receiver. You know, Nelson's really taken to that slot position. You know, Mac Collins, talk about another guy who can have a defined role, not only on offense where he can play inside or out, but on special teams, and we feel the same way about Marcus. And then, you know, Shelton Gibson, we knew when we drafted him in the fifth round, this is a kid who probably goes back to college and maybe he's drafted in the second round. You know, he led the NCAA with 50-plus yard receptions, and We said we're going to be patient with him. We're going to develop him.
And it's important to note that in West Virginia, it was different route tree than what he's running here, right? So there's a lot of development, a lot of differences from the college game to the NFL game.
Yeah, and Dave, when we draft these guys, when we draft Sheldon Gibson, you know, we don't turn to our owner and say, hey, this guy's ready to roll and he's going to be our number one receiver right away. We say, hey, if we develop this guy, he has a high ceiling. He has the ability to take the top off. He has a trait that we're looking for, that everyone in the NFL is looking for, a big play trait. And for us, because some of these guys won't be active, we can develop them, and it won't affect our ability to compete and win in 2017.
Howie, we know how it works in the NFL. We are not naive, so the next 24 to 48 hours is very important. Last year, three players were claimed. Bryce Treggs, who helped a bit last year. Sure. Grugier Hill, still here. Brooks, who you flipped to the Jets, and get McDougal back. The success that you have after this 4 o'clock period, how does it work upstairs, and how vital is it?
Yeah, it works fine without me, apparently, because I'm not there. So we have a heck of a personnel staff and really a front office staff up there, and they've done a lot of the groundwork already. So right now, all of it will be funneled down. We're getting names, and we're getting early cut lists, and we put it kind of into readable form, and then we have the grades on all of these guys, and we'll go from there and just try to see about how it compares to what we have and how we can improve our practice squad. Because, you know, Dave, we don't just look at it 53. We look at the 46, we look at the 53, and then we look at the 63. So although we may be low on offensive line on the 53, by the time we get to the 63, those numbers will regulate.
Is there a limit on the number of players you can claim?
There is no limit.
There's no limit.
I like how your mind thinks.
See what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Howie, how do you feel about the roster just in general here? I mean, it's always about building, getting better year over year.
I think we're a lot better than we were last year at this time, and that's exciting. You know, we've made a lot of progress. I think we've added players that can make a difference this offseason, not only through the draft, but through trades and free agency. We've come a long way. You know, that doesn't mean we're where we want to be, but we feel good about kind of the progress that we've made, and we're going to continue every day looking for ways to get better.
And as we go through this, I mean, going through 4 preseason games relatively healthy is huge as the regular season looms.
You know, it can't be coincidence. And our strength and conditioning staff and our training staff and our doctors, they deserve a lot of credit, you know, because it's now been consistent what they've done in training camp in the preseason. And now I'll shut my mouth before the regular season starts.
Howie, there's more work to be done, so go up and do it.
Thanks, Dave.
Get ready for Washington. Howie Roseman, thanks for joining us.
Weekend.
You got it, man.
No,
let's
Eagles.
Go. Let's go beat the Redskins
Let's go.
On Sunday. Thanks for joining us.